Why don't people make more of an effort to improve and strengthen their eyes? We constantly improve cameras because they're our window to the world, but our eyes are literally the window to our world. And I feel like sight is treated like, you can see good enough. Like, it's fine. Every time I'm at the optometrist, I'm like, yeah, it's not that quite clear. And they're like, it's fine. You don't need 20/20. That I've literally had optometrists tell me that before. They're like, the goal is not 20/20.
You've bought some really nice weed recently. Jesus, that's
nuts. What? What's wrong with that?
I get it. I don't know if you're training your eyes.
We could train our eyes. We could take, like, I mean, you've heard carrots are supposed to improve your eyesight. Like, I'm sure there's nutrients, supplements we could take for better eyes. It's an organ just like everything else. There's got to be stuff we can do for eye health. Because there's things that hurt your eyes, like they say, like watching TV in the dark hurts your eyes, or like obviously staring at the sun.
But why does it make me feel so good?
That's because that's what they don't want you to know, bro. Have you seen those conspiracy thing, like channels online?
You've got to be way more.
Just like a conspiracy social media.
Oh, every day.
Yeah. Most of them are so fucking stupid. Like, it'll show you a video and it'll be like, they don't want you to know this. One of them was just about how the government, the man doesn't want you to know that it's actually good for you to stare at the sun.
I believe that. I believe someone had to be staring so long. They're just like, holy shit, I get it.
I feel great.
This is...
Either that, or that's a genius plot by the government to make more of its citizens blind.
You think the FDA got together and said, "Guys, we gotta get these people away from the sun.
They're too powerful. We gotta keep people from looking at
just the sun. Blasting your eyeballs has made them too powerful."
I will say, when the eclipse happened, Trump looked directly at the sun.
That was
he's a pretty powerful man.
That wasn't his first time doing it either. There was a leg of experience.
His whole family going back generations have probably just been staring at the sun, just charging up.
Just beaming,
bro.
You think he looks at the sun as like, damn, that's a nice coat. I wish I was that color.
He's like, that's what my hair is going to be right there.
And my deck.
And my side piece.
Him not making a presidential color, like deck stain, is insane. It's money on the table, dude. Like, paint your deck Trump orange. Oh,
Trump skin. Skin color. Trump skin.
Something orange. About Trump skin just doesn't sound right, but yeah.
That pumpkin Trump skin.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think he's trying to like highlight that. I think he'd rather people think that's what his skin actually looks. You know, I don't think he's trying to bring attention to the fact that he gets spray tans.
So that implies there's a presidential spray tanist. Someone from LA Tan was called up and said, the government needs you.
Maybe. That could be. I'm sure crazier things have happened.
You think how many coats a day do you think he's getting? Just re-up? Like, you know how you get haircuts? He's just like, babe, I need a new layer.
Probably once a week.
I like the president being like, I gotta get toned up right now.
He probably does it while he's staring at the sun. It's like a twofer. He's a busy man.
That's when I think of twofers, that's what I think of.
He's got a tea time. He's got a tea time to make. What's been up, bro? You just drove like 4 hours.
Yeah. Very uneventful. Turns out middle of Indiana is just not the sights you want to see.
It's not much to look at.
It's not much to look at.
It's not good when you're like, oh, wind.
Turbines,
yeah, that's the word. Wind.
I saw you Google searching that in your head. Wind, fans, circles,
I'm not propellers. Fan is the word that came to mind. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
No, I agree. It's not a fun drive. It's thanks for coming down. Thanks for coming on the pod. The return, bro. This is a big deal.
We probably should have never done this.
The beans are back. We should have never stopped. Think we how far
never started.
Think how far the show would be right now.
Prison. We'd be in prison.
You?
Not, no.
For your secrets?
That's, oh, come on. That's crazy. The things after you did at camp? No, see, that's, you can't allude to things like that.
Have you ever been to a summer camp?
I have, but for Middle Eastern kids.
Wait, it was a Middle Eastern
camp? It was only? An all Middle Eastern kid camp. My mom wanted me to bond with other kids. The problem was all these Middle Eastern kids lived in different cities, like hours away. So imagine making friends for a whole weekend and then they just leave. And then you're just like, damn, I got nothing now.
Yeah. That's kind of, so what'd you do? Did you just like,
we just
pray?
Pretty much. We read the holy book, ate rice, and did pretty much other camp things like archery, kayaking, fishing. Obviously, we were bad at all of those because none of us have any experience in any of that.
That's interesting. What was it called? Do you remember what the camp was called?
Oh, honest to God, no.
It wasn't called Middle Eastern Camp.
Taliban Camp? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
That's a good one. The Middle East in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, no, it was. We drove from Indiana 3 hours east to Ohio.
It was in Ohio.
For context, my parents hated driving me to travel soccer games, so they pulled me out of that because it was like 30-minute drive. They just were very cool with this 4-hour, 3-hour drive to Ohio.
This is for the Lord,
the Holy Land.
The Holy Land, Ohio.
Ohio.
That's the last place I would have expected Middle Eastern camp. But that's cool. Did you have your first
It was just
kiss?
Camp. It was just camp, by the way. Not Middle Eastern camp. That makes it seem like a war base or something.
Well, you said it was
yeah.
Middle Eastern themed.
I don't know about it. It was just a camp and all the participants were Middle Eastern kids. It wasn't Middle Eastern themed.
Okay.
It was just sand everywhere.
It's like a dog dressed as a camel.
Okay. That's honest. That's not too far off.
Just like a Great Dane that they sprayed in Trumpkin Pumpkin Orange and put a hump on. Did you have any good experience? Did you like have your first kiss there? Did you have any embarrassing experience? Like, does anything stand out?
No, I did not have my first kiss.
Okay.
Thanks for making
Was it boys only?
No. Unisex. Nice. But that's both. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's one sex.
Oh.
Well, that applies. One can't fits all.
One can't fits all. Yes. Yeah. Hims, hers, they, thems.
Were there a lot of theys and thems there?
No.
As a group, you were they and them.
Them, yes. Yes. Yeah,
the classical sense of the word.
What is this? Why the literary, the classical term of that?
I'm just saying, it's evolved in recent years.
Truly, truly has evolved. But no, it was a fun camp. It was very easy to convince the folks like, oh, send me there. All the other kids are named Muhammad too. You know, it was like super, super easy to convince the folks.
A lot of confusion with the names.
Oh, brother, you say Muhammad, the half the room turns around.
That's funny. I too went to camp.
Middle Eastern camp?
No, it wasn't. It was mostly whites.
Honky camp.
It was in Kentucky, so not too far from
Camp Honky.
Camp Honky. No, there's definitely black people, there's some Mexican people, but you know, it is still Kentucky, so it's mostly whites. Although Kentucky is more diverse than Indiana, I found. In my time in Kentucky, there's a lot more black people, Mexican, Hispanic people. When I moved to Indiana, it was just like a lot more white people. I don't know what to tell you. I think maybe just further south.
It felt good when you moved up, right?
No, not really. I didn't fit in very well, if I'm being honest. But anyway, I was at the camp. It was one of my more embarrassing memories.
Impressive.
I hit the showers, but I didn't bring my like towel to the shower with me. Like, it's in the bath structure, the bath house. Yeah.
Towels, like, that's rule number one of shower.
The towel's in there, but I didn't bring it to the actual like shower compartment.
Sure.
That I'm in. So I got to walk naked across, and like all the kids are just ragging on me, making fun of me. Because we're not at an age yet. We're just like, yeah, we're donging out. You know, like
old Are you just flexing a month?
Like old people. So I even hear, before I exit the shower, I even hear one kid go, has any dumbass come out naked yet and not bring their towel? And I'll look up, my towel's not there. I'm just like, oh, shit, dude. Because it wasn't a big deal when I walked naked in there. I think I might have been the first one or something. So I sprint out naked, holding my Johnson, grab my stuff as fast as I can, and then run into like one of the toilet stalls.
So now you're naked in the toilet stall.
Yeah, but I at least have my stuff with me and sure. my towel and stuff. And then I just wait there until everyone else leaves the bathroom. Like, I'm probably there an hour and a half.
What time of day is this?
It's nighttime. It's like end of the day. Oh. Take your shower. Yeah, it was a pretty embarrassing experience. And then I sneak into the bunks, the bed, house.
You don't understand how buildings work at camp.
What would you call that?
The bunks, the cabins.
Sleeping cabin? Sleeping quarters.
Sure.
I think sleeping quarters is appropriate.
Yeah.
And I go in there, and my buddy's just like, hey, man, you missed it. This stupid kid, like, ran out of the bathroom naked. I was like, that's not that weird, dude. That was me. Shut the fuck up.
What part of you were you covering that he couldn't identify that it was you?
Dude, I was a lot faster that day. I think I was just a white streak running through, bro. But yeah, that was tough.
But you had your first kiss.
I did not have my first kiss. There are some girls I tried to mac on. This was probably like third grade.
Nice.
So my macking skills weren't very high back then.
They've improved, right?
They've gotten better. You know, I married a woman. She's in the other room. I'll show her to you later.
But for context, we're in an empty room right now.
Yeah. Solitary confinement. Definitely not my dining room. I do have some questions for you, though. Say, who did 9/11?
God damn it. The good guy. No. Obviously not. That was a tragic event. We should never forget. Similar to the Alamo.
This episode of the Loose Beans Podcast is brought to you by Real Accurate Rulers, the only ruler that gives you more than what you got. Fellas, perception is reality. If your ruler says something is 10 inches, then it's 10 inches. End of argument. It's 10 inches. Stop telling your friends it's small. It's not small. It's freaking huge. 10 is almost too big, some ladies say. Yes, this ruler is real. Look at the box. It says Real Accurate Rulers right on the box. It's legit as heck. Use promo code FULL10 when you visit realaccuraterulers.com. That's FULL10, FULL10 at realaccuraterulers.com. Now, Saeed, as we were saying.
That's your first question.
That's my first question.
What'd you think of that one?
I don't know. I got a lot of questions.
All right. Keep rattling them.
You ready for the second question?
I guess.
All right. Tax fraud. Why do you do it?
Myself actively? Yeah. I don't. But if I did.
How do you do it?
I actually don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know. I heard there's something about foreign accounts.
I think we have to go to the Caymans.
Caymans?
Caymans. The islands.
See, I'm a layman. I don't know about the Caymans. But I was going to say Bermuda. Are the Caymans in the Bermuda area? Are they part of that triangular system?
Don't look at me with a straight face after saying that. That's...
What?
I'm just a layman.
I'm a wordsmith. Sometimes I write.
Move on to your next question.
I'm not going to run through all my questions. The questions
Your first two questions were... Who did 9/11? And then how do I do tax fraud?
And you barely gave me anything on either of them.
Thank God. Those are the right answers.
All right. This is a real tough one.
Then 9/11 and tax fraud?
in order to solve the Israeli-Palestine conflict.
Holy cow.
You got to get a rockin' pair of tits. Do you get the surgery?
Oh, God. How? What? What was the A to B idea in your head that brought us to... Yeah, I would.
Yeah. I mean, fucking took you long enough. It's a greater good. Come on.
Yeah, I was also just thinking about the cool outfits I could do.
You could do whatever. You got a rock imperative. You can do whatever you want, buddy. Okay. There's a twist.
To the having a rack to solve a third, like a Middle Eastern crisis.
Yeah. You ready?
There's a twist.
They're your mom's tits.
Joe, we have to cut this part.
What? This part's good, dude.
This is maybe the worst part.
Yes or no?
Joe! Dude. I gotta go home, dude.
I told you it was a tough question.
This is insane. No.
No?
No.
You feel bad for your dad?
This is crazy. I don't know. We have to cut this part. This is nuts.
This is Patreon.
This is not Patreon. This is nothing. We have to delete this from the internet.
Which fucking, I'll say, if I can even get on Patreon, I was trying to set up the Patreon for this. Go ahead and like and subscribe. $1 on Patreon.
Stop doing this. We're not putting this part in here.
It's behind a paywall. It's fine.
The paywall is a dollar.
I accidentally set up the Patreon as 18 plus, and it's not showing up on the normal search because they think it's porn. And I keep emailing them, and I'm like, it's not porn. This isn't porn. This is just me goofing around with my buddies. And I just keep getting the robot, you know, automated response.
Nice try, porno guy.
And then I finally get a human, and I'm like, what, like... Tell me which of this is the 18 plus part. And he goes, in your first episode, the description is sexually explicit. And that was when we were talking about midweek pussy, which I still contend is the best pussy. Would you agree?
Sure.
Getting midweek pussy is like when you're a kid.
That's a crazy start.
Let me finish. Getting midweek pussy is like when you're a kid and you have chocolate chip pancakes for the first time. And you're just like, mind blown. You're like, this was an option the whole time. The whole time we could have been having chocolate chips in our pancakes. I want chocolate chips in my pancakes every time now.
Are you deprived of chocolate chips? This is crazy. This is a reach and a half.
Well, how is it a reach? Because just like with midweek pussy... You go, I wanted chocolate chips in my pancakes every time now. And they go, no. Chocolate chips in your pancakes are only once in a while. You can't have chocolate chips in all the pancakes.
No, you can.
As the adults, we can. Remember when you were a kid, you had chocolate chips in all your pancakes as a kid?
No.
Yeah, exactly. Damn. But you wished you did.
Yes. Yes, Joe.
That's just like my weeks now as an adult. There's not midweek pussy in all my weeks, but I wish there was.
Do you need me here for this? I feel like this is an internal struggle.
It's fine. I understand why there's not, and I understand why you can't have chocolate chips in all of your pancakes.
True.
I'm just making a comparison.
It would be too gluttonous.
It would be too gluttonous.
Too much. Too much.
Yeah. Maybe that's her reasoning. Just a glutton. Anyway, if you can find us on Patreon, $1, you'll hear our old episodes and all the stuff that Saeed makes me edit out, which I don't think I've said anything that bad so far. I think these have been good questions. These answers.
Insane questions.
This is an insane podcast. It's called Loose Beans. I have bean sounds in my intro.
I don't think that warrants... I'm not going to repeat them.
Oh, I keep going in the red. Let me turn my mic down, everybody. Sorry, everybody. Things are getting a little intense over here. I really wish I knew how long we've been recording.
What other questions do you have? Surely they can be more insane.
What injury would you least like to have?
How did you come up with this? Let's take a step back. What insane idea were you just like, I'm going to throw this at Saeed?
I was just thinking about injuries.
Just the concept of injury?
There's a lot of different kinds. Absolutely. And varying levels.
So true.
And I was just like, man, I don't want some of those. But like, if you could pick one to never have to go through, what would it be?
Oh, I think there's a lot on that table. All right. Injuries to my body.
Yeah. Yeah. Bodily injuries, not psychological damage. I'd assume you'd be psychologically damaged as well if you experienced an extreme injury, but I'm talking mostly physical.
I think if any of my appendages blew up, I think that would
suck. A blown appendage?
Yes.
Yeah. That would suck. Mine's getting split in half long ways.
Okay.
But
in what scenario would this happen to you?
Car crash.
You think you'd be split in half?
It can happen. Saw accident.
What?
Boat propeller.
Okay.
Keep coming back to saws and saw-like objects. Maybe if a ninja just snuck up on me from behind and just...
You don't run into any of these things.
Thank God.
That's okay.
I mean, I come across saws sometimes and boat propellers, usually not big ones, but that's an injury I would like to avoid.
No, you're onto something.
Thanks.
Yeah. Can you share the questions next time just so I can at least think of what you could possibly be thinking about?
It's not as fun if I share the questions. Caleb Presley doesn't share the questions. He hits his guests with surprise attacks, verbal surprises.
He doesn't ask them who are the good guys on 9/11. That's crazy.
I didn't ask him who the good guys were. That was your words. I just said who did 9/11. Freudian slip right there. You're like, yeah, I can see the regret in your face. You wish you had came here and agreed to this. Remember, we used to do this like every week.
And we would regret it every week.
It was a good time, though. And people enjoyed it. People have asked me about the podcast. I said, Joe, where's your podcast? Leroy.
Who are these people? Name drop them.
Friends, neighbors.
Your neighbors were wondering.
Loved ones.
Okay. Your sweet, sweet Gam Gam was just like, Joseph, I need to hear your voice once more.
Oh, dude, I was riffing with my Gam Gam. 4th of July, had a few drinks. She's a sassy Scottish woman, and we were just going back and forth.
Back and forth doing what?
Verbal badminton.
Oh, tasteful.
Thank you.
What do you and Gam Gam talk about?
Mostly nothing whatsoever.
Mm.
But I don't even remember. I was just bullshitting. I was just giving her guff.
Just giving it to her.
Yeah.
Throwing it.
Darn it. She'd throw it back. I'd... Back and forth. Yeah. Badminton.
Yeah. Quite a racket.
Yeah. Sure it is, bud. Speaking of racket, wars.
Two wars?
We got a lot of wars going on. What's your least favorite of the wars?
Oh. Again, I don't know.
Ask me a question. We'll wrap it up. Kiss. You ask me. No. And on that note, we're going to go have some fun, guys.
What the fuck? Time to hang the mics up.